Frida Kahlo was born on July 6, 1907 in the house of her parents in Coyoacan, Mexico. Her life was marked by physical suffering, started with the polio contracted at the age of 5 and worsened by her life-dominating event occurred in 1925. A bus accident caused severe injuries to her body owing to a pole that pierced her from the stomach to the pelvis. Lots of her works were painted laying in the bed. Kahlo's works are often characterized by portrayals of pain. Of her 143 paintings, 55 are self-portraits which often incorporate symbolic portrayals of physical and psychological wounds. As a young artist, Kahlo approached the famous Mexican painter, Diego Rivera, who recognized her talent and her unique expression as truly special and uniquely Mexican. He encouraged her development as an artist and soon began an intimate relationship with Frida. They were married in 1929, despite the disapproval of Frida's mother, divorced and then remarried in 1940. In 1941, the Mexican government commissioned Kahlo to paint 5 portraits of famous Mexican women, but she was unable to complete the job. That year, she lost her loving father and continued to struggle with chronic health issues. Despite her personal difficulties, her work grew in popularity and was featured in a number of group shows at this time. Kahlo had her first solo exhibition in Mexico in 1953. Kahlo arrived by ambulance and spent the evening in a 4-poster bed, talking and rejoicing with the event's participants. A few days before her death in 1954, Frida wrote in her diary, "I hope the exit is joyful, and I hope never to return, Frida." The official cause of death was given as pulmonary embolism, although some suspected that she died from overdose that may or may not have been accidental.